ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सत्यता की शक्ति,
द पावर ऑफ ट्रूथ।
इस संसार में सत्यता की शक्ति एक महान शक्ति कहलाती है।
The power of truth is known as really relevant and very, really powerful virtue in the entire world. Everybody likes this virtue.
जब हम कंपैरिजन करते हैं तो सभी को सच्चे आभूषण अच्छे लगते हैं। जो झूठे लोग होते हैं,
if we compare the original jewelry with the fake one, we can clearly tell that the original one is really beautiful.
सत्यनिष्ठ होते हैं।
Similarly, the people who are really truthful, very kind and clean, everybody likes them. So everybody praises truth, the power of truth, and we call Satya hi Ishwar and Ishwar hi Satya hai. That means truth is God and God is truth.
इस धरती पर सत्य धर्म की स्थापना करके
our beloved Godfather Shiv Baba
लाने जा रहे हैं,
with the help of the power of truth is going to establish the era of truthfulness.
सत्यता की शक्ति प्रदान करते हैं।
And for that he shares with us the power of the truth with all of us, all the children. In the world, it is being said, the Maya is a big lie. The body or these materialistic things are a big lie. The whole world is a big lie. We really need to understand how these lies incorporated in the world. If we are going to understand it properly, we can easily forfeit the lies and the world of lie and can harvest the power of the truth and can fill ourselves with the truthfulness.
सत्यता का अभाव अर्थात झूठा होता है।
The truthfulness is the light. The lies, they are actually the lie is basically the lack of the light.
तो सभी में वो सत्यता की शक्ति होती है।
When we arrived firstly in the world, we were filled with the all the divine virtues, the traits and the truthfulness. And as we played our part, so the power of the soul was being used as the more and more we were thinking, because of the thoughts that we were creating, the power was being used, and because of that there was the exhaustion of the power that was there in the soul. The dullness comes in the soul, the power of the soul gets diminished. And the dark clouds of the body consciousness, they cover the entire beauty of the soul. And it darkens us. And because of the body consciousness, all the friends of the body consciousness, the five friends, they really have a greater impact on the soul. The five friends or five relatives of body consciousness, you all know that. the originality was the soul consciousness, but because of the misknowledge that we were having in our mind that we were body, and because of that the Maya was affecting not only us but also the entire world, and because of that the entire world was getting affected, and that's why we say the world is a big lie. Baba wants to bring or establish Satyug, the world or the age of truthfulness, and because of that he comes on the earth and shares with us the power of truth. And as our power of truth increases, so the divine virtues, they increase in our lives, and we start to enjoy the time that we have in Sangam Yug. So to acquire such power, what do we really need to do? If someone asks, are you truthful? So the nature, the truthful nature, is not only speaking truth, but there should be truth in every action that we perform on the daily basis. So to increase such power of truth, we have to work on five things. So if we work on these five things, the power is going to increase on the daily basis, the power of truth. The first, so we have to remain in our original state, the truthful state. Baba has shared with us that the body consciousness is false, it is not the original thing, and the soul consciousness is our true nature, the original nature. So as more and more we remain in our original state, the power of truth increases. That's why in the entire day, so we have to practice in the entire day to stay and to remain on the original nature that we have, which is of soul consciousness. So this is the first point, and that we have to do with the proper process, the proper framework that has been described.
आत्मा का सत्य स्वरूप देखना है.
So for this we have to see the original, the look of us, the souls, the original look, which is the point of light. So the more and more we remain in such consciousness,
original gun hai, niji gun hai.
So the more we remain in such consciousness, we experience the original sanskars, or the attributes of the soul, which are purity, peace, happiness, and we start to experience them more and more because we are remaining in our original nature. So we need to check in the entire day. How much time do I remain and stay in my original nature? Because we see sometimes whenever we are practicing the soul consciousness, sometimes one time or the another, whenever we slip and come back on the same body consciousness, it gives us the pain. This body is the property of Maya, it belongs to Maya. So when we think of us as Gaya, body, then it invites Maya. So if we consider ourselves as body, Maya comes and it starts boxing with us. And if we lose the match from Maya, so we get depressed. So if we consider ourselves as a box of body, and in the original definition, we were the actual jewel or the diamond inside of that box. We were not the box, but the diamond inside the box. The true value is not of the box, but of the diamond or the jewel that is inside of it.
So you.
So if we consider ourselves as the box and not the diamond, the Maya comes and the Maya beats us, and it also invites the five relatives of Maya, the five vices, and they also beat us. So this person is going in a different shop and not visiting my shop, which is the body consciousness. So it tells the vices to beat us. If we consider ourselves as soul, when we are beaten up by the Maya and the vices, Baba looks at us and he thinks that I sent my children with such beauty, but what have they become? When we come to Mount Abu, we listen to the Murli, we get the taste of the Murli, and we realize that I am the soul, and we get up from the unconsciousness to consciousness. Baba brings us from the unconsciousness to the consciousness, and it is a really great altruistic thing that Baba does on us. So if we have to stay and remain in the soul consciousness in the entire day, and to put a tilak of soul consciousness the entire day, to remain and stay in the original state of truthfulness. So this is the first point. Second point to increase the power of truthfulness is to see the original niche, the original face of the other person, which is their original soul face, which is the incorporeal. To see them in the incorporeal form. The vision has not become civil, it is still criminal. Whenever we go out in the world, the vision of the eyes become menacing. What is the reason behind it? The reason is the lack of the originality and truthfulness in the vision. What is the reason behind it? We need to think and ponder. If the soul consciousness stage is not powerful, then obviously the body consciousness is going to be more powerful and it is going to attack the soul consciousness. So the other person's body, the way it is going to attack our soul consciousness stage, and the vision is going to be menacing. So we are going to consider ourselves as soul. So the vision is going to be of soul consciousness. As Baba always remains soul conscious, so because of that, Shri Baba's vision is always soul consciousness. He sees us as soul. He doesn't see us as either brothers or sister, male or female, but the original incorporeal form. Jaisi sthiti, vaisi drishti. The way my state is going to affect and going to become my vision. So the entire day I need to check throughout the entire day how much am I the soul consciousness and how much am I in my original stage. We have to change our nature. So secretly work on yourself and see the other person as a star, a true form which is a star, soul conscious. Slowly it will increase your divine attribute. The third thing, to increase the power of truth, always remember the ocean of truth, which is God, Godfather, Shiva Baba. Baba is worshipped as Satyam Shivam Sundaram, who is Satya, truth, Sundaram, beautiful, and Shivam, who is Shiv, always beneficial and benefactory. He helps us to realize ourselves in our true nature and take us from the world of falsehood to the world of truthfulness, which is Satyug, the age of truth. That's why people have called truth is God. Penance and truth both are connected. More the power of truth increases, more we are getting attracted by Baba. So just like a magnet, if there is alloy or a dirt which is on top of the magnet, it doesn't get attracted towards the God. So as more and more we cleanse ourselves with the falsehood, we can realize our true nature and we can get more closer to Shiv Baba. We really work hard to remember Baba, and the entire day is spent in working hard. As we detach ourselves with the body and body consciousness, we can connect ourselves with Shiv Baba. So for this we have to sit more and more often with the ocean of truthfulness, which is Shiv Baba, the Godfather. So we have to grasp the power of truth more and more. So the more the power of truth I am going to incorporate in myself, it is going to change the sanskar, the attributes. What does parivartan means? The change. It means that the nature becomes like nature of angels. Parivartan. Pari is angel in English. The fourth point, to increase the power of truth. We need to experiment on the power of truth the entire day. We have to receive the power of truth and the other powers from Shiva Baba, and we need to experiment. So the eight powers, the base for the eight powers is the power of truth. The more we experiment on the power of truth, it helps and it substitutes to actually increase the eight powers. It becomes a catalyst in increasing the eight powers of the soul. So I need to check how much am I experimenting with the power of truth, and I need to enhance it on the daily basis. Fifth point, to increase the power of truth, we need to donate the power of truth. It is being said that whatever we donate, it actually gets multiplied in our account. If I'm donating money, I'm going to receive a lot of money. That's why people, they actually split the amount that they have in their account, and there's a certain amount that is the purpose for the donation. So keep on receiving the power of truth from the ocean of truth and shower the blessings and the power of the truth to the entire world, the souls of the entire world, and the other souls are going to receive the help, and they themselves can also experiment, and they themselves can imbibe the power of truth because of you. If suchly somebody is helping me, they themselves will experience that yes, someone is helping me with this. So for this, we need to experience this power, and we need to share and donate this power with other souls. We do really want to increase this power, but we are unable to do so. Everybody feels that I want to imbibe and increase my power of truth. Everybody feels this, but we are not able to do so. Why? For this, we have to focus on one thing. We receive the nurturing of yoga and knowledge from Shiv Baba. Because of the knowledge, the power of realization increases, and because of yoga, the power of transformation increases. So these two powers, as the day pass, they have to increase within me, the power of realization and transformation. I am receiving the pampering and the nurture from Shiv Baba. The proof of that is my power of realization and transformation is increasing, and experiencing this, that yes, my powers are increasing. So this is the proof. As these powers increase, we realize and we experience the power of truth and how much of this power has come in myself and how much I still need to bring within myself and imbibe. So we should get the help from these two powers, the power of realization and transformation. And as we become complete, then we don't need the help of the knowledge and the yoga. But till we become that, we need these two powers' help. So, if my power of truth is increasing, how should I check it? What are the pointers for it? The thoughts, they become more powerful. The wasteful thoughts and negative thoughts, they reduce day by day, and the power of truth and the power of the thoughts, they are increasing. The second point, the power of truth in my words, they increase. So the mantra that Shiv Baba has shared with us, to speak sweetly, softly and with few words, to blame others, we don't like to blame others. So the power of truth brings with it the power in my words. My actions also become really powerful, and they, just like Lakshmi Narayan, they become detached and lovely. So whilst doing the karma or the action, and whilst doing the actions, still feeling the divinity, that means bringing the power of truth in the actions. There should be discipline. The discipline comes in our daily, day-to-day activities. In our nature, how we meet people and meet and greet people, it becomes really sweet. So the power of truth, it helps us with this. We speak softly, very sweetly, and the darkness of the ego, it diminishes and it gets demolished. And the beauty of the truth, others can see on my face. For this, I need to check on the daily basis that my power of truth is increasing on the daily basis. It is being said that lie doesn't have any foot, and if I don't have foot, how am I going to walk? So that's why a lie can't travel further. For some time it can walk, but later on the truth gets revealed. That's why it is being said that lies, it doesn't have the foot. It is also being said that sach ko koi aanch nahi, which means the truth doesn't get affected or doesn't get burned. So one who is truthful, that person doesn't get affected by the outer world, blames, burns. That's why it is said that sach ki nav hilti dulti hai lekin doobti nahi, that the boat of truth it with the waves, it moves and dwindles, but it doesn't sink. That's why Baba, who is the ocean of truth, he helps those who are truthful. He takes the guarantee. Baba has promised that whomsoever is going to remember me, I'm going to come to that person and help that person. And the boat travels the ocean and reaches their destination. It is also said that Sach to Bithu Naj, one who imbibes the truth, the first benefit that that person receives is that that person is always happy and always dancing. And depression and sadness, they don't even touch that person. And he's always in supreme bliss, dancing, smiling. No one or no situation can hamper the happiness of that person. So we also become fearless as more and more power of truth we imbibe in ourselves, we become fearless. The one who is fake and false is always afraid of something. The one who is truthful is always fearless. So all who are going to become the kings and the queen, the emperor and empresses, the first virtue of them is they are fearless. There is a really integrate relation between the truth and sabhyata, which is being civilized. So one who is truthful is also civilized. Nature is civilized. Everybody respects him and he respects everybody. And everybody can see clearly the power of truth in his life. The more truth in the life, the more, the closer he feels himself to God. Sacche dil par sahib razi, which means whose heart is true and truth. So the Godfather is always happy on him. What does it mean to follow the Srimad of Godfather, the directions of Godfather? We have to follow them. Only then we can be said that we are, our heart is truthful and God is happy on us. Baba gives a special place in his heart to those who follow his Srimad. One who is the authority of the entire world, such a big thing that we get a place in his heart who is the authority of the entire world. There isn't anything which is bigger than this. Somebody asked Prakash Muni Dadi in an interview, Dadi, Baba made you the administrator. Why? On what basis? Dadi said, the moment I entered the yagya, since then I haven't lied. I never spoke lie. That's why Baba was happy on me. And that's why he gave me this beautiful gift that I became the administrator of the yagya. So the meaning is that we should have truth in our heart. Sita said to Hanuman that you are a devotee of Ram, I am his wife. And that very moment Hanuman showed in his chest that there was Ram in it. He tore out his chest and showed Sita that there was Ram in it. So our really lovely children, Baba never leaves them alone. So we are dear to him and we are really lovely, so we are really close to him. There is a close connection in truth and purity. If we are keeping the property of Maya with us, it is actually it means that if we are holding the property of Maya, it means that we are not truthful and we need to give back what belongs to Maya. So if we give back Maya what belongs to it, we feel ourselves closer to Baba and we feel the love of Baba. Since Amrit Vela, the directions and the Srimad that Baba has shared with us, the policies that Baba has told us, I need to check how much am I following it. So the true dharma, the true religion, the ocean of truth is going to bring down on the earth. So the souls who are going to have the power of truth are going to attain the ultimate status in Satyug, the emperor and empress. So we need to check in the entire day how much am I remaining in my original form, in my original nature, and how much am I seeing others in their true nature, true form, how much the power of truth has come in myself. Why? Because if the father is holding a powerful status, his son should also be holding a powerful status or a powerful position. So I should realize that if my father is the ocean of truth, I also have to feel myself as the ocean and one filled with truth. So now we are going to realize it, we are going to experience it. Everybody sit straight, please clap for 1 minute. Now sit in alertness. Should feel that we are sitting in Amrit Vela, just like Amrit Vela, the way we do our Amrit Vela, sit like that. Om Shanti. In this perishable body, I, the soul, am imperishable.
Satya Swarup Atma Prakriti ke madhya virajman.
I, the soul, am sitting in between the eyebrows, the ocean of truth, Shiv Baba. Who shared the power and the knowledge of truth has helped me to stay in my original nature. Shiv Baba has put on my forehead the tilak of originality, that is my soul consciousness. I, the soul, am incorporeal like a star, and I am shining and I am radiating the light of truth. I am radiating the light of divinity. The light is traveling the entire world. A really beautiful aura is developing around me. I'm experiencing this aura around me. I, the truthful soul, now I'm sitting in the plane of my intellect and I'm starting a journey towards the supreme abode, the Paramdham, to meet my Godfather. Beyond this globe, I'm traveling and I'm flying. Beyond the sun, the moon, the stars, even the galaxies. Oh, I've arrived in the world of angels, the subtle world. All around I see, just like moonlight, a white light is there. Divine light is all around me. Oh, the king of the angels, my beloved Brahma Baba, in his complete angelic form, is standing in front of me. My beloved Shiv Baba is also shining in his forehead, who is really beautiful, truthful. The ocean of truth is looking at me with a lovely drishti, with a lovely vision. I, the angel, am enjoying the drishti that I am receiving from Baba. I, the soul, am imbibing the power of truth. I, the angel, am enjoying the swing in Baba's lap. This experience is immersive. I'm hugging Baba with a lot of love. Baba says, "My sweet children, you are always welcome in this world of angel. Whenever you wish, whichever relation you want to experience from me, you can do it here anytime, and keep on increasing the power of truth within you." Now I leave this body, this angelic body. I, the incorporeal soul, in my truthful nature, now I am flying and going beyond this subtle world towards Paramdham. Oh, I've arrived in my sweet abode. All around me, I see golden red divine light. I'm experiencing supreme peace in my home. My home is so lovely. Shanti Dham, my abode of peace. The ocean of truth, my father, is in front of me, is shining bright. I'm glancing the beautiful form of my father. I'm looking the ocean of truth. My Baba is apple of my eye. My beloved is in my heart. He is the ocean of beauty. I am enjoying his company. He is always beneficial. He is a benefactor. He is the sun of knowledge. He is a powerful source of all the divine virtues. He is more powerful than 1,000 suns. All the divine virtues are being showered by this ultimate source. All these divine virtues, divine powers, infinite powers, I am imbibing all these powers in this fire of yoga, is demolishing and diminishing all my vices and my sins of previous births. All the stains of impurity are being washed. I, the soul, am pure. I am experiencing my original nature. I'm experiencing the power.
लगाए बिन मांगे सब पा जाए से योग लगाए वो परमानंद को पाए।